Hello and welcome to another edition of Orbit, the daily devotional from St. Mary's, Reigate. Each weekday we look together at a little bit of the Bible and ask how we might be able to apply it to today. I'm Martin Saunders. At the moment we're looking at the story of Paul, a man who knew what it was to follow Jesus and tell others about him in tough and uncertain times. The Bible reading today comes from Acts chapter 20 and verses 7 to 12. On the first day of the week we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people and, because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man and put his arms around him. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. If you enjoy dark comedy, then today's passage is probably for you. Paul is talking to the Ephesians and with his head full of all the things he wants to teach before he leaves the city the next day, he just doesn't stop. The writer, Luke, actually says that Paul went on and on. If you've ever sat in a sermon and wondered if the preacher has lost all sense of time, then you'll be familiar with the scene. Sometimes less is more, after all. And if we're really honest, most of us have experienced that awkward feeling of heavy eyelids in such a moment. We want to keep listening, we want to stay awake, and most of all, we're terrified we might start snoring if we don't. So in this story, we can all probably identify with poor Eutychus. He has made the somewhat unwise decision to listen to Paul's long sermon on that hot evening while sitting in the window. This is the first century, so of course there's no glass, and he's on the third floor. Eventually, Paul's words act as a kind of lullaby, and Eutychus falls first into a deep sleep and then out of the window to his death. His last thoughts as he woke up plummeting to the ground were probably something like, "Why couldn't he have just done a TED talk?" All right, probably not. Paul could have been offended. Instead, he ran to the body and performed a miraculous resurrection. Eutychus is saved and will never have forgotten the moment. But this didn't happen for the sake of comic relief or to warn long-winded preachers. To ancient readers of this passage, the story of Eutychus is one of spiritual failure. The fact that he fell asleep during Paul's important final sermon was like ignoring the vital safety instructions before a plane takes off. Eutychus should have been in better spiritual shape than this. He should have treated Paul's sermon with much more respect. Following Jesus is easy in some ways, but it also requires commitment, or rather, he deserves our commitment. It's not good enough to blame the Bible for being too hard to read because it deserves some proper effort. Similarly, it's lazy to blame a preacher for speaking for too long. Listening to her sermon should probably be one of the most important investments of our time in the whole week. Eutychus is a recipient of God's grace in this story, but as with all stories of grace, he certainly didn't deserve it. Oh, and here's the kicker. Guess what Eutychus means in ancient Greek? Lucky. You might want to join me in praying this prayer. Lord, help me to make you first priority in my life. I aim to give you the best of my attention and my commitment. Help me to build up spiritual muscles that enable me to focus on you. Forgive me for when I don't give you much of my time. I want to do better. Amen. Well, there's now a chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you put this little thought into action. Here's today's challenge. Today we're thinking about giving God the best of our attention. So, choose a moment which you might consider prime time in your day. Not the very end when you're putting off going to sleep. Select a bit of time when you might otherwise be doing something you really enjoy. And in that time, spend 10 minutes or so either praying or reading a bit of the Bible. You may find that God really speaks to you when you give him the best of your time. If you want to get in touch or let us know how that went, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or find us on Instagram. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow.